Hello again, and welcome to another episode of our podcast, Everyone Has a Story. My name is John Caruso. This is the podcast that goes hand in hand with our two quarterly lifestyle magazines, Hello Sunshine Magazine and In Noosa Magazine. The autumn issues are on the streets right now. And if you'd like your brand or business to be part of our next issue, the winter issues, reach out to our team. You'll find us on Facebook and on Instagram. All right, let's get into today's episode. Today, we're excited to be joined by Tom Harvey, co-founder of TH7 Body Labs. Now, Tom isn't just another entrepreneur. He's on a mission to revolutionize human performance and well-being through a unique set of protocols. And that's exactly what we're going to dig into today. Curious about how to unlock next level health benefits from sleep so deep you wake up feeling reborn to accelerated injury recovery and even the potential to extend your health span? Then strap yourselves in because Tom's about to break down the science behind TH7 Body Labs methods and how they can transform your life. Let's jump right in. Tom, I checked out the facility last week and I felt like I was in the Hollywood Hills. I was expecting some kind of Hollywood celeb to come out one of the rooms. I'd never seen anything like it. Like, congratulations. I mean, I don't know much about the equipment that you've got in the building, but I'm guessing it's all state of the art. Where and how did this idea come to you to set something like this up?
Bit of a long story, but it first sort of started. So I did a uni degree, exercise and nutrition science. Obviously loved everything about the body and learning about the body, but I was playing rugby for a team here, University of Queensland, and then sort of fell in love with the rugby sevens and started playing for the Queensland sevens team. So I had access to a little bit of the professional lifestyle with being a full-time sort of athlete during my studies and all that sort of stuff as well. But enjoyed that part of it, enjoyed learning about the body and, you know, breath work and saunas and ice baths and how to be the best sort of version that I can. And that's where I sort of started my first business, which was one in Fortitude Valley here in Brisbane. Quickly sort of, you know, ventured into meeting Greg through that business and then starting TH7 in November sort of 2021.
Now, so you had the opportunity to kind of peer behind the curtain to see what professional athletes and sports players were doing. But this idea of this cold and hot treatment, just to name, you know, two of the protocols, is that how you guys refer to them when someone comes to see you?
Yeah. So, the protocols were more based off that we didn't want to, you know, dress up in lab coats and shove science down people's throats, but just wanted to teach them a little about, you know, why they're doing saunas, why they're doing ice baths, and not just come in and do whatever sort of feels great, more do something that actually is doing something based off the research. We know that if you do 20 minutes in the sauna, it has this benefit. If you do, you know, 3 minutes in the cold pool, has this benefit. So more creating the protocols to give people guidance in terms of here's what we recommend, here's what is going to give you the best benefit to that.
Yeah, this idea of this hot and cold, again, what do I call them, protocols, treatments? What's the best word? What would you prefer I call them, Tom?
Treatments is sort of what everything is, but then we've sort of developed the protocols with it, which is a combination of those either pieces of equipment or treatments.
Right. Now, this idea has been around a very long time, and you're saying athletes and sports people that play sport at a highly competitive level, they've known about this as well, but it hasn't really been something that comes up in conversation around the barbecue at social occasions. However, I have heard, like, we have an investor in the magazine who does the ice baths and then the sauna treatment. I mean, he's the kind of guy that goes to the servo to buy the ice. This is coming, you know, pours it in his bathtub at home. This is becoming more and more acceptable. What's your kind of experience and what are you witnessing now? Clearly you've opened up two of these buildings, or two of these operations.
Humans have been doing sort of saunas and ice baths for thousands of years. It's only now that sort of the research is starting to catch up on a few of these things. So putting your body under a deliberate stress your body has an overcompensated response, and then you feel better after that. We've sort of found that, yeah, we do get the professional athletes, and we have had many of the professional teams in from Australia, but it was more the everyday person that is wanting to start to take their health into their own hands and look after themselves now, compared to look back at, you know, 70, 80 years old and go, oh, I wish I started to look after my body and my brain then.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to teach people. Look after you. You only get one body and brain, so look after it now. It's not just for professional athletes.
As I said at the top, I was blown away by how amazing aesthetically the building is that you've opened in Noosa Ville in the Junction. I think it was Jeremy that showed me through. And again, I'm going to rely on talk me through the process. I mean, I had a tour and I was captivated by what I saw, I guess, by the experience and the atmosphere. But how would you talk to me if I just walked into that building for the first time? I'm interested in, you know, longevity and feeling healthy and bettering my health. What are the steps? Take me through or talk me through an assessment, and then what particular, you know, how you would direct me in terms of what would the best kind of protocols or treatment would be at TH7 Body Labs?
Our sort of biggest sort of philosophy is education. So educating the customer as to why they're there. So it would be about discovering your why. And I think, yeah, Jeremy and Kate have done an awesome job teaching the team up there. We've got a sort of full education program for all our staff that they follow for, yeah, modules about each piece of equipment and what it actually does for the body. So first sort of question would be, yeah, what sort of sport or what sort of training do you do? What are you sort of looking for? Is it, yeah, longevity of life, just feeling better?
Okay.
There's sort of a multitude of sort of different things that we can or we do ask everyone that walks through the door.
Okay.
And then understanding their why, not just going, oh, yeah, saunas and ice bars are for everyone or red lights for everyone. It's more, yeah, finding out why you're there and then how can we sort of help you.
Well, I know we've talked a little bit about the saunas and the cold baths, but you've got more than that. You've got the, and again, correct me if I'm not using the right terminology, but yeah, you've got like the oxygen pods. Is that right?
Yeah, so hyperbaric oxygen.
The hyperbaric oxygen, yeah. So yeah. Talk me about the benefits of what, I might mention the compression room as well. But let's start with the hyperbaric oxygen pods. What are the benefits of immersing yourself in one of these pods?
Yeah, so the hyperbaric, so essentially what it does is take the person down to the equivalent of 3.5 meters underwater. It's not actually underwater, but it's just the pressure of it. And what that pressure does, so it goes down to 1.35 atmospheres. It's about 6 tons of pressure in the chamber. What the pressure does is increase the amount of oxygen that's flooded throughout the body. So it speeds up every healing process, increasing mental clarity and focus. So we get a range of different people coming in for injury recovery, muscle recovery, and then some people that just, you know, bring their laptop in and do some work in there whilst getting the benefit of, you know, 35 to 50% more oxygen flooded throughout the body.
And how long does that benefit last for? Like, would it be something that if I came in and did it once a week, I would feel or witness the benefits of that for a week, or is it twice a week, or how long does that? What's the right? I don't want to use the word euphoria, but how long would that last?
Yeah, so that the hyperbaric is sort of still some of the studies are still yet to be done on, you know, what's the perfect sort of dose. We always say that the hyperbaric and the red light isn't just a one and done sort of you feel different or it's just magically going to fix anything. It's more of an accumulated effect. So there's a bit of a adaptation period where you do it, you know, 3 or 4 times a week for the first couple of weeks. Then after that, then the body knows how to actually utilize that oxygen, and then you can actually get the benefits, and then you can go on a maintenance dose after that, so 1 or 2 times a week. It is different to some of the hyperbaric that is in the hospital. So in the hospital it does go deeper, so around 2 atmospheres and lower, but that's for more serious medical conditions like cancer and gangrene and the bends and all that sort of stuff. So ours is more mild, more mild benefits in terms of, yeah, cognitive muscle recovery and injury recovery.
All right. So I've got no injuries, but I would see what I would have better clarity. I would like there'd be improvement in my brain function. Is that what you're saying, over a period of time?
Pretty much, yeah. More energy, more mental clarity, more focus. And then, yeah, so those benefits accumulate on each other. And then you walk out every time that you hop in,
yeah.
You walk out and you feel it. You feel the difference. The first couple of times is more, yeah, you feel good and you relax and you can get some sleep in there if you want to. Or, but yeah, so sort of after the first couple of times, then your body's like, yep, I know exactly what I need to do. And then you feel better.
Now, when you started talking about the chambers, you also mentioned infrared. What are the benefits of that particular treatment? And do you do that in conjunction with the oxygen pods?
Yeah, so we've got an infrared sauna. We've got three private infrared saunas, and then we've got the traditional sauna. So the infrared works differently to the traditional. Infrared heats your body as opposed to heating the air. So it's a little bit more comfortable sweat. It is a longer sweat, so you're in there for about 40 minutes. It's around 55 to 60 degrees compared to the traditional sauna, which is what we were discussing before, which is around 80 degrees, much hotter, but a quicker treatment. So normally 20 minutes is what we suggest in that one.
Now, what happens with the compression? Can you use the right to correct me if I'm, is it the compression room or is it, I saw a lady in there, she had like a compression. Would it be a boot? Would I describe it like all over her legs?
Yeah, so we've got the compression boots. We've got some for the hips and lower back and then some for the arms as well.
And what are the benefits of those, Tom?
Yeah, essentially what those do is essentially like a lymphatic massage. So it first just fills up with air and maps your legs or your arms. And then it starts off doing a few pumps around the ankle. So it fills up with compressed air, works its way up your legs, sequentially flushing all the built-up fluid and metabolites out of your legs. So anyone that does lots of cycling, lots of running, lots of walking, or even just standing on your feet all day,
right.
You put those boots on 30 minutes later and it flushes all the metabolites and the built-up sort of things that make your legs feel heavy, flushes them out, and then, you feel much lighter and fresher again.
Right. So let's do this hypothetically, but using it. So I've walked in. I'm talking to either you or Jeremy or one of the other awesome team members there. I'm happy with my weight. My BMI is great. I don't have any health issues. I don't have any injuries. I'm a 56, 57-year-old man. I'm interested in longevity and cell rejuvenation. What's your recommendation?
Yeah, so I'd first ask you, have you done any sort of saunas or ice baths before?
Never.
Never?
No.
I probably would suggest our most popular, which is our Nordic Cycle. So that's by far the most popular. People get a taste of the traditional sauna. So it's the traditional sauna for 20 minutes. Then it's up to the cold pools, having a shower, and then go 3 minutes cold, two hot, three cold, and then the steam room for 20 minutes, and then back up to the cold pool for 5 minutes. And that's our most popular. People get a taste of what the traditional sauna feels like, what the pools feel like,
right.
Hot bath feels like, steam room, and then you walk out. And we've sort of found that people, if you accumulate, pieces of equipment, which is our protocols, then people walk out feeling 10 times better than what they do just doing one.
Exactly what would I feel after I did that?
So
for the first time, or this is by the end of the second week, or give me an idea of...
From the first time, and that's part of the reason why we sort of changed our sort of slogan to feel better, live younger, is every time that someone walks out, they feel better. We now know the science. I can dig into the science of why you actually feel better in terms of just the sauna use. Essentially what happens when you jump in the traditional sauna, so it's 80 degrees, you're in there for 20 minutes. Towards the end, you get this feeling of uncomfortable sort of uneasiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's this hormone called dynorphin. The dynorphin is released. It's released during exercise as well, but it's that feeling of, I need to get out. What that starts is a cascade of other sort of benefits of your beta endorphins that make them much more receptive to feelings of like feeling good. So then you go up into the cold pool, jump in the cold pool, you get a big spike of dopamine, and then that's a more elevated sort of response. So then and then you go to the hot pool, blood flushes back out from, so the cold pool blood comes to your core, and then when you hop in the hot pool, flushes back out, jump in the cold pool again, and then into the steam room.
And there's somebody who kind of walks you through all of this. You know, it's not left to your own devices, are you?
A staff member is pretty much always around. We've always got two or three staff members on, depending on sort of how busy it is.
Yeah.
Someone always will check you in, tell you about it, tell you why, and then walk you through to the protocol. Once you're in there, generally people know sort of, you know, yeah, I'm in here for 20 minutes, hop outside, and there's normally a staff member that's just waiting for you. So they'll sort of take you up to the pools. Someone's up in the pool area, making sure we've got different protocols for different sort of, or different contrast protocols for different protocols.
Yeah.
So someone will be up there and pointing you in the right direction. Depends on, you know, the person's goal. If you're there to recover from sport or just detox, or if you're in the Nordic, then yeah, it's a different contrast protocol.
Yeah, like I said at the top, Tom, I was amazed at the facility. Looks, I'm sure it's more than $1 million. I was about to say, it looks $1 million, might be more than that. I think I went there at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning just for the tour. I was amazed at how busy it was, predominantly at that time of the morning with a lot of an older demo, but it was full. It was full. You must be happy with, I mean, how did this take off so quickly? How did it ingrain itself in the local community so fast, Tom?
Myself and Greg are very, very happy with, how sort of the Noosa community has received us.
They've embraced it.
Definitely helps with the, you know, the team that are up there and Jeremy and Kate being obviously locals as well. But I think it's and what we always tried to create from the start was a place that's not just makes you feel good, but it also looks good as well. So investing heavily in the fit out and making it feel like a place that people can go there, relax, switch off, refocus, re-energize, and then get back to their busy lifestyle outside of that.
And
most of that is having the best equipment in the world, but also making it feel luxurious as well. So everyone pretty much calls it their second home. No one wants to leave. I know every time I'm up, I never want to leave. But it's that sort of full picture.
So I don't want to repeat myself, but the facility. It does feel like sometimes you go to a gym or whatever, you can feel, I don't quite belong here, or the people or with the atmosphere or whatever. But the place there, you know, and I was only in there for 10 minutes, whatever it was. It's a great looking building. Aesthetically, it's fantastic. The equipment's, you know, the latest tech. It feels really comfortable.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you for the kind words. We've I think the community aspect of it as well, like everyone's sort of there for the same reason. They're going in to look after themselves the amount of people that you meet in the sauna, it doesn't matter what age range or what you're doing, or are you a professional athlete or not. Everyone sort of seems to get on and have these conversations through shared experiences. Which is a sauna or an ice bath that breaks down all walls. There's no fear about talking something. Everyone's in, their bodies or bikinis or whatever it is. So,
Is it like a membership based thing? How does it work?
No, it's not actually. So we've tried to create it to be as affordable as possible, so that people come in and depending on what their goals are, they pick a protocol. People can do individual pieces of equipment, but as I said before, we tried to stack pieces of equipment together. And that's a protocol. So the first protocol, our Nordic, starts at $39. Normally takes an hour, and people get to taste a bit of what the facility has. We have sort of just launched our memberships. We from the very start, we didn't want to have it as a free-for-all, like a membership-based business. Walk in and do sort of whatever you want. So creating those protocols took a lot of time and effort to be able to create. And then to create that, then we had to create our own booking system. So it took 15 months to do that, learning off what we learned at West End, our first facility, take all that into Noosa. And then now, so even if you are a member, you still book online. That's where we always try and teach people. When you book, your seat is there for you. It's waiting. It's clean. It's ready. And then you've got a seat in the pools, and then you've got a seat in the steam room, just so it's never too full. You never open the door and go, oh, there's 10 people in there. Close the door. Try the other one.
How long ago did the one at West End open? How long has that been in business for?
So that's now 18 months.
Yeah, awesome, mate. Hey, congratulations. The like I said, the place looks fantastic. I'm curious. Yeah, thank you. But I feel like I said, I walked in, I was really impressed with how it looked and how it felt, but I needed some input from some of your team members. Well, I do need if I'm going to go back, because I'm keen to try it, I need the kind of direction to go, well, you know, like point me in the right direction. And I'm sure that's what you do with a lot of people that walk in for the first time, because they might feel a bit overwhelmed in terms of, this looks great, I'm not sure how to make the most of it.
Pick a goal if you're, you know, after better sleep quality or improved energy, improved focus, then we've sort of got a protocol for that. And that's based off the science. And we've done all the work for everyone so they can go through and go, I know exactly what I want. I want that one. It might be, you know, an infrared sauna and the contrast pills. Yep, that's going to give me improved sleep, improved focus, you know, more relaxation, whatever it is, I'm going to do that. So it gives them a first sort of glimpse of, oh, yep, I can narrow down the choice. So we've got seven protocols, TF7. Pick one of the seven, and then our staff member will be able to tailor it to them as well in terms of, you know, you pick this one, but we do suggest this for, you know, cyclists or runners or whatever it is. So our goal is just pretty much just educate everyone that comes in. They make the decision whether they want to come back. Ideally, we give them the best experience that they've had. And then, you know, give them and try and teach everyone, you know, a little bit about the stuff that we know about and research every day.
Tom Harvey from TH7 Body Labs was my guest on today's episode of our podcast. Everyone has a story. If you enjoyed the episode today and you think there's something in it that might be relatable to family members and friends, then please feel free to share the link, share the episode about with your family and friends on your social media platforms. Until next time, take care.